It's our final round of Coach's Insight programs here for the 2025 portion of the high school basketball season. Brandon Tabman, we're joined now by Atchison and Girls Coach, that is Nick Rebant, brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, got the first win of the year. We'll talk about that in just a moment, but a couple games to go over here with you this week since we last spoke. Let's go back to the Eudora game last Thursday, a top-tier team. So you go from Wamego to Eudora. Back-to-back games there. Number 3 ranked team in 4A, Wamego. Number 5 ranked team, I should say, in Eudora in the 4A classification. You know, 75-24. I know a lot to probably take away from that one, but you're seeing some top-tier teams here in the early couple weeks of the season.
Yeah, definitely. And it's tough. You go into those games and you know that those are good teams, but you want to measure yourself against good teams as well. You want to see where you're at, what you need to do. We talk about being young, and you go see those teams and the way they execute, the way they work on things. You hope your girls pick up on some of that stuff and say, hey, we could get there if we work like they work.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you guys were finally able to get that first tally in the win column on Tuesday night this week. You got into Meadowlark Conference play, taking on Casey Harmon. I kind of had to double check the score, double take a little bit. It looked like a 6-man or 8-man football score. Not only do you get your first win, you get it in a big way. 80-7 was the final score. One, probably had to just feel good to get that first win. Two, pretty dominant, fairly dominant fashion, I would say. How nice was it to see your team perform the way that they did against Harmon on Tuesday night, getting that first dub of the season?
You know, it was fun. In practice, we've worked on some different things. We've talked about cutting the court into thirds, and you could see it. You know, I want my point guard to be wide in the first box, my wings to be wide in the second box, and my post should be rim running down the middle in the third box. And if you go back and look, they were all doing that. So they're starting to figure it out. They're starting to learn and execute really well.
Yeah, and you guys still got a couple of games here. You know, before we hit that couple weeks off for the holiday break, I want to get your focus on the game Friday against Sumner Academy. What can you tell us about that matchup coming up here in a couple of days?
You know, that's another big one. We always have good games with Sumner. It's always competitive. It's always fun. And we're getting into our league. And, you know, one of our goals is to go out there and battle for that league title. And so playing teams, again, like Wamego, Eudora, I think will prepare us to go out and play these games and execute and be really good.
Yeah, no doubt. And even Junction City, of course, who you saw, you know, in the season opener. So you go Junction City, Wamego, Eudora. You get the big win against Harmon. Now you get another game Friday, as we mentioned, against Sumner before you get a couple of weeks off. What's kind of the itinerary? You know, you want to see how things shape out on Friday, but do you have kind of an idea as far as what you're trying to work on, what you're trying to get better at when you have these couple of weeks over the holiday break?
Oh, definitely. Just continue to be good teammates and teamwork and trusting the offense. You know, sometimes we get a ball in our hand and we think we have to make something happen. Instead of trusting the offense, knowing it's going to get back to you in a better spot to get a better shot.
Coach, we're going to get you out of here on this, and we appreciate it very much. Going to get a few weeks off here for the holiday break. I'll ask you this. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite? Home Alone.
Okay, that is a
Home
great
Alone.
One.
You okay. Filthy animal?
Yeah. Would you?
Yeah, 100%.
What about, are you a big fan of the second one, too? Lost in New York.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yes. 1 and 2. After that, it wasn't worth watching anymore.
Yeah, I think they made a third and maybe even a fourth one after that. You know, there's just certain movies you probably shouldn't try to remake, and depending on the length that you go. But Home Alone, absolute classic. Absolutely agree with that. No doubt about it. That's Atchison Girls Basketball Coach Nick Rebant. Again, coming off the first one of the season and first league contest as well. Meadowlark Conference play. They beat Casey Harmon 80-7. One more game Friday night against Sumner, and then back to it here in a couple weeks, first week of January. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the couple of weeks off, and we'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Yep. Thanks, Brandon. Have a Merry Christmas.